How's it going, all you lovely little weirdos? I am the Global Outcast, and that is my sexy co-host, the Anime Shogun. And on today's episode, we are going to figure out if John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt is his actual name.
Actually, that's not what we're going to do, you fucking communists.
It's only on days that end in Y.
And the awkward silence hits. All right, so I guess I'm doing this part because, you know, my co-host wants to be a fucking lazy piece of shit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't fucking surprise me, you piece of fucking asshole.
I want to be the whole asshole.
Shut the fuck up. We are talking about two games today. We're going to talk about Star Wars Outlaws and how shit that game is. And then I'm going to try to sell this fucking commie. What, I should probably not say that because what we're about to talk about might seem racist, but anyway, I'm going to try to sell this fucking pot piece of shit on Black Myth Wukong.
I know you said pot, but it almost sounded like you said hot.
Well, you wish I would say that because then it would give you just an ounce of fucking freedom to say whatever the fuck you want to. And now you're distracting me, you fucking piece of shit.
Like a professional.
Oh, yeah, we're professional over here. Fuck you. Anyway, so I'm going to start off talking about Star Wars Outlaws, and I'm not a fan of it.
I heard that game bombed bad.
Yeah, wasn't great.
Yeah, I heard that game and Concord bombed really bad. And
I've heard the things with Concord. I've never actually played it or tried it because we're not fucking talking about it.
No, it was just those are the two games I heard bombed really bad. They would use those two games that bombed really bad and Black Myth Wukong that fucking did exponentially well.
Do you want to do this episode or you want me to do this episode?
I'm just explaining facts. Go on.
God, give it up to my co-host who can never shut the fuck up.
Nope.
Anyway, so starting with Star Wars Outlaws, it's, I don't know, to me it's not the greatest game, but it's not the worst game either. Like, it feels like Star Wars Uncharted, which is sucks to say, but I mean, that's one of my favorite games was that game.
Oh, and Uncharted was an amazing game series.
Yeah, it was hands down a great game, but it was just like
Nathan Drake's quips fucking magical.
Yeah, it's like I said, it I don't even know how to word it.
Yeah.
Because it's not a bad game. It's really not. Yeah. But it's not a great game either.
Now, question for you about Star Wars Outlaws, because I haven't played it. I haven't seen anything about any game stuff about it. The only thing I heard was that some people complaining it went woke. In your opinion, did you feel like it did go woke?
Oh, hands down, yeah. It was. That's the problem with a lot of these games now is we have to appeal for the wokeism bullshit. And it's just turning out to be fucking cancerous.
Actually, with Wukong, you don't have to, and we'll get into that when we get into that game.
Yeah, we're going to get into that when I get into that, so shut the fuck up.
No, we'll get into that when we get into that.
But that's basically what my thing would be. Is so I would say that it does appeal to the woke bullshit.
Go on.
But, I mean, aside from that, it's like I sorry, dinner's coming back up.
Well, that's fine.
Basically, you start off and you're not with a faction. So we'll talk about the game. You start off with you're not really in a faction. You're just a bounty hunter.
Okay.
That being said, you only see three factions throughout the game.
Okay.
Now, mind you, I haven't played much of the game. I haven't played, like, all the way through. But I can tell you now, like, I will pull up my PlayStation real quick because I can give you a general idea of how far I am. I am 28% trophy-wise, and I'm 10 hours into that game.
Okay.
And it is just it's bad. I don't care to finish it like at all.
So it's not really grabbing your attention. It's not keeping you enthralled.
It's yeah, well, okay, so it is, but it isn't. It is because of the fact that it's Star Wars
Yeah.
alone. Yeah, I am definitely interested in it.
Rest in peace to the legend.
Yes, real quick, big shout out to James Earl Jones. That man's voice could fucking move mountains.
That man's voice made a few men gay.
Consider the fact that he was a very big, very big role as the voice of Vader.
Oh,
He
yeah.
was starred in a lot of other movies. Like, a lot of people tend to forget that he was the voice of Mufasa. As a buddy of mine from work would also sit there and say he was in Coming to America with Eddie Murphy.
Actually, fun fact about that. The James Earl Jones and the wife both played and voiced in Lion King.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that till years later. I was like, oh, that's pretty neat.
I actually forgot he was the voice of Mufasa.
A lot of people do, and actually one of my first things with James notices with James Earl Jones was The Sandlot.
Yep, that's another one that I remember him in, but it's one that I don't think it's really big like recognition. But we'll do an episode at some point about like the legend. I mean, we should probably actually do that now, but we've already started this. So just real quick, thoughts and prayers to James Earl Jones and his family.
Yeah.
He passed away on us, died at the age of 93, died due to his diabetes. So
Okay.
they're saying there's no con I think that's what's been confirmed. But rest in peace to Lord Vader. May your thoughts and prayers go with him and his family. That being said, back into Star Wars Outlaws. I have to say, like I said, I'm 10 hours in and I feel like the shooting. So let's talk about the shooting. The shooting to me, it feels like I'm a fucking stormtrooper. Like, I mean, there's no like bullet limits, not even really bullet, but there's no limitation.
Yeah.
But my shots, I feel like a stormtrooper. Now, maybe I'm just going blind,
Okay.
even with wearing glasses on right now, but I feel like the shooting does not feel good. Like the shooting doesn't feel good. The movement around, it's there's not a whole lot of direction. I mean, there is, but you get lost easy, and the shooting is not great. Maybe it's just me because I'm used to being with a lightsaber and Jedi versus Sith and all that, but
All right, let's face it. With you, it's Sith versus Jedi.
shut up. All right, you want to take over this episode? Shut the fuck up. Anyway, little fucking prick. That being said, I don't know, maybe it's just the mechanics overall too. It just doesn't grab my attention. It doesn't make me feel like I'm so immersed into the game, if that makes any sense.
Oh, completely.
Now, it all and that being said, the upgrading to like my guns, my ship, the speeder, it feels complicated. I mean, even even the flight control out in space, I feel like Starfield has better flight control.
Okay.
Like I'm sorry to say it, but Starfield, and everybody's hating on Starfield, and I feel like it's got better movement in space than this game does. Yeah, everybody hates on the whole loading screen BS with Starfield, whatever. Yeah, that's what got this game going great, but I'm sorry, if it comes to space fighting, when it comes to this game, I'm either gonna go to Starfield, which probably not, or better yet, I'd probably either go to No Man's Sky.
Go
But
on.
either go to No Man's Sky, or, and I'll say this, I would rather go back to the original Battlefront and Battlefront 2 games
Okay.
and play the space fights out over the planets.
Okay.
Just, you know, like I said, I don't know, maybe it's just me being prejudiced or whatever, but unless it deals with the Force, lightsabers, the combat just doesn't feel great. The only thing that I'm kind of like, oh, okay, this is kind of cool, is the factions. And even then, it's kind of like, eh, ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Like, let's just say for this part, Star Wars Outlaws, I would have rather bought it on PC just so I could have returned it for a refund.
So, okay, so I'm guessing you can't do that on PlayStation.
You can't refund on PlayStation.
Oh, that's...
Like, all sales are final.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's... Really make sure you're looking at what you're wanting to buy for, you know, between PlayStation and PC.
Yeah, yeah.
But with that being said, so, like, you know, Star Wars Outlaws, you get three factions. You got Jabba the Hutt, this, like, shadow... I almost wanted to say Shadow Garden, but that's an anime we're going to talk about at some point in our life.
Oh, yeah, now I remember Shadow Garden. Took me a second.
It's like Blood Shadow, or I don't know. It's Crimson, Crimson something.
Crimson, yeah, that's right, that anime. Fucking weird.
No, not that anime. I'm talking about the faction, dumbass.
Oh, my bad. I'm retarded.
The anime you're thinking of is Eminence and Shadow with Shadow Guard.
Yeah, I'm retarded.
Yeah, we all knew that.
Well, you did. Viewers may not.
Oh, we could change that real quick.
Well, I'm pretty sure they caught on by now.
Okay. But no, so it's like Crimson something, Crimson Dawn or something. I don't know. Basically, you've got this like shadow kind of faction. You've got this other faction that supports the Empire. And then you've got Jabba the Hutt's faction, like the actual Hutts.
Okay.
Most people are going to go with, like, the Hutts. But I think I went with, like, the red one, like Crimson something. Maybe, like, Crimson Dawn or some shit. I don't remember. I don't plan on jumping back into that game to let you know. But no, I mean, so... I don't know if you can go to other planets. Like I said, I haven't gotten far into the game, but I can tell you right now, I don't even know if I want to get that far into the game.
That's understandable.
Now, is there like anything that I've missed you want to talk about with it?
Like, how questions? Is it with keeping on the lore of Star Wars? Because I know whenever they go woke, a lot of companies go woke, they kind of throw lore out the window a little bit. How is it with the Star Wars lore? Because you're more into the Star Wars lore than I am.
Right, right. If you shut the fuck up and give me a chance to explain it. I don't know for sure. Like I said, I haven't played much into the game.
Okay.
But lore-wise, I mean, it's... I don't even know how to answer that, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, it's Star Wars, so of course you got some lore. Like, you've got the Empire, but... It's kind of like just like this untold story, like you don't know. Basically, I feel like this game is a lot like Force Unleashed.
Okay.
You know, we will never see Galen Merrick or Starkiller. We will never see him. That's kind of how this game feels like. This game kind of feels like it's not quite, like there's not a whole lot of lore. I mean, there is, but there isn't.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing that ties into the movies aside from you have the Empire, and that's it. You know, the Empire and Jabba the Hutt, but aside from that, there's not a whole lot. You mean, you craft your outfits, which isn't a whole lot. You got three factions you follow. Depending on what faction you follow, like, so I chose, like, the Crimson Shadow or Crimson Dawn, whatever.
Yeah.
I get whatever faction you choose. If you get like a high reputation with them, you get rewards.
Okay.
But you also kind of have to figure out how to balance all three factions, and some of your missions are locked behind raising your reputation with them. So say you want to do a mission for the Hutts.
Okay.
And you're low reputation with them, but you're high reputation with one of the other two. You will not be able to do that mission.
Okay.
which I think is fucking stupid. Gameplays, like the combat, not great. I haven't played much of it, but I don't think it's all that. I think this game got overhyped.
Okay. Yeah, from the way you're making it sound, it sounded like it did get overhyped.
I think it got overhyped, and I can tell you right now, I wish I could return it, but I can't, so I'm probably just going to end up deleting it and not caring to deal with it, like, at all.
Putting it in the virtual shelf and letting it collect dust.
If I could return it, I would.
Yeah.
Now, let's get into the fucking the creme de la creme. The fucking mwah. The wax. So, with that being said, is there any final things you want to ask about Star Wars?
Nope.
Before I shove that thing down the garbage disposal?
Nope.
Okay, good. Because now we're going to talk about fucking Black Myth Wukong. And how I personally feel like that game was, like, underhyped. Like, I'm sorry. I'm going to start off just by fucking sitting there saying that this game is fucking awesome. I mean, finally we have a game that actually, like, his own standalone game of Sun Wukong. And without going into the fun fact and all the other bullshit, I'm just going to leave our listeners with this. If you don't know who Sun Wukong is and you're listening to our episodes, you are either dumb as shit or you're blind as fuck. And the reason I say that is not to personally attack our listeners. But if you've heard of who Goku is, then you automatically know who Sun Wukong is.
Yeah, pretty fucking much.
Because Goku is based off of Sun Wukong. Literally everything about Goku, like his appearance, even his combat abilities, some of his items. Literally, his whole race with Vegeta is based off of Sun Wukong.
Power pole, Nimbus, yeah.
Well, Goku always being the clown.
Yeah.
Sun Wukong.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that Goku's, you know, rides on the Nimbus, Sun Wukong.
Just imagine if Goku could create copies of himself as strong as himself with his hair. Vegeta would go nuts.
Goku and Vegeta being the race of monkeys, as Frieza would put it.
Racist.
Well, yeah. But funny thing is they're basically based off of Sun Wukong and Sun Wukong's race of monkeys.
Yeah.
Because when Goku and Vegeta turn into a giant ape,
yep.
Sun Wukong's ability to transform into a giant ape that can fight on par with Buddha. Goku's power pole, which I don't remember if this has been confirmed to be true or not, but I did remember looking this up. Goku's power pole is based off of Sun Wukong's power pole, which the part I'm getting to now is I believe Sun Wukong's power pole is actually one of the seven pillars from Chinese mythology that he had transformed into a pole.
I think I heard something about that.
If I remember correctly, I think that's what it like. Sun Wukong's power pole is one of the seven pillars that he had destroyed from the set of pillars, and he kind of like turned it into his weapon.
Yeah.
Hence why it can grow so big, whatever.
Yeah.
Back to the game, though. I mean, you start off literally as, in the very beginning, you're fighting, I forget his name, because I'm, outside of Wukong, I don't know much, besides, you know, Buddha. But you fight off one of the gods that I think has an issue with you.
Okay.
Always tries to pick a fight with you. In the very beginning, and then I think at the very end of the very first fight, he doesn't die, but he kind of turned into stone, like literally turned into a boulder.
Okay.
So the way the game feels is that you are becoming Sun Wukong.
Yeah, I did hear
that. You have to go and I think catch like his seven virtues.
Yeah. I did hear that, where you
become... And then you become Sun Wukong.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm at the point, I'm only 38 minutes in, and I'm already able to transform into, I think they're called cicadas.
Okay.
The popular bugs that you normally see in Japanese anime where they're on the tree making the loud noise. We have them here in America too, but you could transform into that. I mean, you could, from what I saw from my abilities, I could turn somebody into stone. I could stop time. I could transform, like, make, like, 4 or 5 clones of myself.
That are as strong as you?
Yeah. I've got different movesets to use with the power pole.
I know you can steal other powers after you defeat bosses.
Well, that's what I mean by you get more abilities. As in, as you go, like, I fought one guy, and I didn't steal, but I got the ability to kind of stop him. Like, stop time. That was my first ability. Then the second ability, when I prayed to this little shrine, was I am able to transform. And I think the transformation changes throughout the game. Again, I'm only 38 minutes in. But they give you the backstory of Sun Wukong and the whole story to it. The famous mountain of Sun Wukong.
How he got immortality 7 times.
Yeah, well, they have it. They talk about it, but again, I mean, it's a video game, so you're gonna have to have a health bar.
Oh yeah, obviously. But... they can't make it too easy. I mean, if they did, it'd be an actual Sun Wukong game.
Right. So with that being said, to also address a few things, it does feel like a Dark Souls game.
Yeah, I did hear that.
And a lot of people are gonna be like, "Oh no, he said Dark Souls game. I don't want." I'll tell you right now, it's not even as hard as a Dark Souls game. Not right off the start.
Well, you're so
I remember
right
trying
there.
To think. Well, I think it was Dark Souls 3 that I tried.
Yeah.
With somebody. I tried one. It was either 3 or 4. I'd have to pull up a cover to let you know which one. But I tried one, and literally after creating my character, walking through, there was this little stone area, I think, with a ledge that you could look down into, like, the abyss or something. It wasn't Bloodborne. What was the one that came out before Elden Ring? Was that 3 or 4?
Elden Ring was Dark Souls 1, 2, and 3.
I tried one. It was after becoming friends with you and your cousin.
The only games I know that are Dark Souls are, and Dark Souls-esque, are Life of Pi, Dark Souls 1, 2, and 3, Demon Souls, Bloodborne, and Elden Ring. Oh, and Sekiro.
It was 3, yeah. Sekiro is a Dark Souls-based game. But it was 3 I tried, and I fucking hated it, because the first person, like, as soon as I create my character, and I get to the first fucking person I see, and I get killed, I fucking hate it. But yeah, so this game, it's not like I went to fight the first guy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as complicated or as hard as Dark Souls. I mean, you can't exactly block, but you time your blocks or you time your dodges right. You get in there with the fucking wombo combo and there you go. Yeah. Like, it's not as difficult as any of the Dark Souls games I've ever played.
Yeah. The only reason why I was hesitant on buying this game is because, one, it looked like a Dark Souls. The Dark Souls game, Dark Souls-esque games make me rage really badly. And,
so, it will, because there's no sense of direction.
Go on.
But aside from that, I mean, the movement feels like Dark Souls. There's no blocking like Dark Souls. Apparently there are arrows that get shot at you in game, and you can parry with the power pole.
Okay.
So there is kind of some form of blocking, but it's not like you carrying a shield around and literally being able to save your ass behind your shield.
Yeah.
So it's not like that, but aside from that, the movement feels like Dark Souls. The fighting feels like Dark Souls. It's basically a Dark Souls game without it being such a headache of a Dark Souls game.
But now, for our listeners,
basically, yeah. I mean, I'm sure further down the road it's going to get complicated and hard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is fucking Sun Wukong. I'll accept it with a fucking smile on my face. Challenge accepted.
You do love Sun Wukong.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Honestly, I'm thinking about getting him as my next tattoo because I love... Sun Wukong to me feels, the reason I love Sun Wukong so much is because of the fact that to me, he is freedom.
Yeah.
He does whatever the fuck he wants and he doesn't give a shit. Like, he is more free than the word free to me. That's why I like Sun Wukong.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a trickster god, but it's like he turned down godhood and instead took immortality 7 times over just to fuck with people.
Yeah.
And the fact that you piss him off enough and he is a force to be fucked with. Not a force to be reckoned with, but a force to be fucked with. Because he don't fuck around.
Yeah.
But that being said, like I said, you know, the one thing I don't like is the no sense of direction. I really wish I had more of a sense of direction with it.
I'm pretty sure they'll put a patch in, or someone will make a mod for it to fix that little part. If, you know, they don't do anything about it, I'm pretty sure someone will.
Right. But yeah, I can tell you right now, it's a game worth looking at.
Okay. Sorry about that. I had to mute myself. I sneezed.
You're fine. Like I said, you're good. It's one of those that I'm not disappointed with it. I am very happy.
Yeah. I thought about checking it out, especially after hearing some YouTube videos about it, because that game was way more popular, and it's just a game. That's all it is. It was a Chinese game made by a Chinese gaming company. That's all it is. There's no wokeism. There's no propaganda pushing. There's nothing. It's just you fight as Sun Wukong, whooping ass, and fucking with people.
So that being said, there was a journalist that sat there and said that this game was not great.
Yeah, they claimed. I remember reading something like that. One of them claimed it was racist.
Racist, and it wasn't woke enough because of the fact that we didn't have.
I think we read the same article then, because they didn't have any like transgender people in there or anything.
Yeah,
like
there was no transgender fucking people.
And I'm just like, it's a fucking Chinese game made by Chinese people.
It's, yeah. Yeah.
I was actually going to bring that fact up. Because that is by far one of my favorite facts. And they didn't claim, this game's going to be the next this. It's just, here's a fun game about Sun Wukong. Have fun. They may end up putting in some stuff in there. I hope to God someone makes a mod about fighting Sun Wukong, being Sun Wukong, but making the skin look like Sun Goku.
Apparently people have already tried.
It looks like it'd be funnier than hell. But from what fight scenes I have seen in that game, the fight scenes look amazing. The one problem I have was the voice of Sun Wukong. It felt like too snakish to me.
Yeah, a lot of people had that issue too. Like, they thought his voice was a little bit too high for it. But I mean, what do you expect? He can transform. I mean, let's go back to the original issue we were talking about. The fact that they were getting pissed off because there were no trans people. Well, they're all fucking monkeys and they're all talking about godhood. There's literally a pig person, a fucking like a bull person. There's a horse person. It's mythological fucking characters. And I'm going to say characters, not creatures, because that wouldn't be accurate.
Yeah.
Because they do have mythological creatures, but it's more of you had mythological characters. You had a pigs guy that was supposed to report to somebody. Like, I don't know much of the lore in the story, but that much I can tell you. So for that fucking, that literally, and I hope this gets out to that,
that journalist, and she could try to cancel me all she fucking wants over this. But to that fucking journalist that was bitching about this game, say, it's not woke, it's not good, because we don't have... Shut your fucking mouth, you fucking cunt. I know you're going to block, like, all of that out, but that's okay.
Probably not, because we're still... Fuck it.
But, we ain't you know, it's...
Yet.
But, right, so that being said, it's like, so... That's where I draw an issue. It's like, you know, it. I wouldn't even give a shit so much. But the fact that she can't shut her mouth and it's like, nope, I've got an issue. Why do you have such an issue? Because you're a bitch?
It's a fun game.
It's a great fucking game. It goes into the lore of the fucking story of Sun Wukong. Gives you a bit of backstory. And yeah, I mean, his voice isn't right because it's more high-pitched or, as you said, sneaky. If you can't get past that, don't buy the game. Don't waste your money. But if you're somebody like me that loves fucking Sun Wukong and is willing to give anything a chance,
yeah,
what's the problem?
Yeah. I don't see no problem here.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. Where's... There shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. It looks like a fun game.
I mean, I would recommend it. If you haven't played it yet, I would strongly recommend it.
I plan on buying it now, actually, because of some of the stuff that you said. It's pretty much a Dark Souls game put on easy mode a little bit, and it's just Dark Souls games make me rage.
That's yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. You may end up having a situation where you're going to play it and be like, I'm not having fun anymore. I mean, this does feel like a Dark Souls game. Just keep in mind.
Yeah.
It feels like a Dark Souls game. But it's, in my opinion, a great game, too.
Yeah. Fun fact, one little fun fact about Sun Wukong. Jet Li played him in Forbidden Kingdom.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of... He's played him. I think Jackie Chan has played him.
If he, there's I, been I haven't heard that
American... there's been, like, American interpretations of, like, Journey to the West with Sun Wukong.
Yep. I remember watching those like made for TV movies with and Netflix movie, Netflix TV show that bombed really badly. At least I think it was Netflix.
Bulletproof Monk, I think, even dabbled with it a little bit.
Bulletproof Monk's just an amazing movie.
Well, yeah.
Now that dude, I always forget his name. That dude would have been an amazing Sun Wukong. I always forget his name.
I know who you're talking about. I remember him from, I think it's like a Chinese name that I couldn't pronounce if my life depended on it.
Yeah, and I'm not going to butcher it.
I remember him from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
He'd be an amazing one. But anyways.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, anyway, it's a great game to definitely try out.
Yeah.
For sure, hands down. I would strongly recommend getting it if you're a fan of it.
Yeah. What I might do, because in those game titles that are from other countries that they dub in English, I may see how the voices are in the original Chinese.
That's fine. Just make sure, with a game like this, make sure you have, like, some form of, like, subtitles on so you can make sure you check it. You know what I mean?
Oh, always, yeah. Always. But it is getting to our time. And you sold me on you sold me on buying Sun Wukong, and you sold me on, well, you already sold me on not getting it. I sold myself on not getting fucking Star Wars Outlaws. You kidding me? It didn't even reach my radar. And good games.
No, I can't blame you on that one.
Just, yeah. People need to up their ante with their games. It's getting pathetic. Anyways, I have been Global Outcast. That has been my ever amazing co-host, the Anime Shogun. The godly Anime Shogun.
Godly, I like it.
I thought you would, motherfucker. I thought you would. This is us signing out. Lady Taters.
Okay, bye.